啊，这个圣经圣经问答比赛啊，有一些条例的。
Okay. There's some rules that go towards the Bible question and answer.
就好像你考试的时候啊，都有一些条例。
Just like when you take a test, there are some rules.
第一个条例就是把这个圣经放在地上。
The first rule is put down your Bible.
啊，不可以翻圣经。
It's not an open book test.
如果抓到的话，要翻。
We catch you,
you're
in trouble. And the second is we're going to divide into two groups. Group 1 and Group 2.
所以我发问题的时候，那么我做第一组回答这个问题。
So I'm going to ask a question and going to say the first group gets to the answer.
比如说第一组我发问题的时候，任何一个人都可以举手回答这个问题。
So group, when I say it's group one, anyone in group one can answer.
谁先举手就是那个人回答问题。
Whoever that raised their hand first is going to be the one answering.
我给他五秒钟的时间。
I'll give him 5 seconds to answer.
五秒钟就是当我们打上荧幕的问题读完之后，五秒钟之后啊，五秒钟。
So it's after we put the question up on the screen and we read it, and 5 seconds after we're done reading.
如果你答的不对或者你不能答的话，就公开给第一组的人可以举手来答这个问题。
So if you're unable to answer or answer you're wrong, then it's open to anyone else in group one.
3 seconds.
Then that's 3 seconds.
如果答的不对，第二组啊，给机会第二组答。
If it's wrong, then group two will have an opportunity.
也是大概3秒钟的时间。
So I'll give them 3 seconds.
大家明白？
Do you understand?
明白的话，我们就开始了。
Okay, if you understand, then we're going to begin.
我想你们会读《申命记》吧。
I think all of you have read Deuteronomy. Okay, the first question is for group one.
申命记可说是旧约最重要的书卷，你认为这说法对吗？
Deuteronomy is the most important book in the Old Testament. Do you think it is right to say that?
Wrong. 就你没有机会那个，然后第二组。
Okay, second group.
谁是申命记的作者？
Who is the author of Deuteronomy?
Moses. 第三题。
Third question.
方辉弟兄，你也替我看，因为我看这里我看不到谁第一个举手。这个就白念念。你替我看谁第一个举手，因为好，不算了。OK,
the first two questions were warm up.
OK, 因为不是你，你先举手 ，OK 吗？啊，OK, 因为我看这里我看不到谁先举手的。好，这个就是正式的。
OK, now we're officially starting.
好，第一组啊。
First group.
刚才那两个人容易。不要骂圣经，圣经是完美读完就可以举手。
Before we finish the question, you can't raise your hand.
圣经是一共有几章？
How many chapters are there in Deuteronomy?
34.
Okay. 第二组啊,
second group.
Yeah, like, yeah, like,
it's going to be harder.
But
Moses explained the law in Deuteronomy. Who were his audience?
出埃及地那一代的以色列人,
the generation of Israelites who left Egypt,
在旷野长大的以色列人,
the Israelites who grew up in the wilderness.
What
kind of genre is Deuteronomy?
智慧文体,
wisdom literature,
历史记述,
historical narrative,
先知文学,
prophetic literature,
讲道形式,
homiletic style.
我看到是神秘学, 不对,
no.
讲到节目，哦，你不错，学者。没有，他给一点机会，啊，给一点机会，然后不能就看到这个，是自然，制作的。
现在第二组啊。
Okay, group two.
The main source for the content of Deuteronomy.
创世纪,
Genesis.
出埃及记,
Exodus.
利未记,
Leviticus.
民数记,
Numbers.
我讲过，没有念完第一首，不可以，就不是你这样。
I said that before I'm done reading, you raise your hand and
Exodus. The
following are the themes that Deuteronomy emphasizes.
君王,
King,
祭司,
Priest,
十诫,
Ten Commandments,
应许地,
Promised Land,
拿地而人,
Nazarite,
神的约,
God's Covenant,
拜偶像,
Idol Worship,
迦南人,
Canaanite.
八十分.
Ten Commandments.
没完全对。
And priests. Priests, Ten Commandments, Promised Land,
God's covenant idol worship.
Adding God's people would obey and keep the law.
看看是不是。
The first two?
立法是旧约的条例，所以今天的基督徒也是意义受法正确吗？
The law is Old Testament law. It does not have meaning for Christians today. Is that correct?
好，
正确。
Wrong.
这个比较有意思。好，来十四节啊，第二节。
Number 14.
申命记的立法包罗万象，提到的题目包括。
The law of Deuteronomy is diverse. Topics mentioned include.
逾越节。
Passover.
离婚。
Divorce.
安息日。
Sabbath.
长子。
Birthright.
钱。
Vow.
许愿。君王。
King.
先知。
Prophet.
朝臣。
Run away from sin.
好的，厉害。第五
啊，十五。Group one。
不可用山羊羔母，羔母的奶煮山羊羔，这吩咐的意思是什么？
Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. What does this mean?
第一，用母山羊羔的奶煮山羊羔不好吃。
One cooking a goat in its mother's milk does not taste good.
这是迦南人饮食习惯。
This is Canaanite eating and drinking habits.
这种吃法不人道。
This type of food consumption is inhumane.
啊，看到这边啊。
对，
好像是陈丽姐，
不是，
不是，丁啊，
丁，
啊
，the third one，
第三个，看看是不是。第一就是工作每七年要休息一年。
Work for 7 years and rest for 1 year.
第七年要免除穷人的债务。
Forgive the debt of the poor in 7th year.
每七年要赦免别人的罪。
To forgive the sin of others every 7 years.
啊
？Second.
Second one.
The second one.
第一个是。
他打错了，他到 second
了，
他说前面两下，哦，前面两下，好好好，
这
算了，不是我看，是后面你们看，
哦，
因为哎，方威在看，他决定了，
没有，
好，
对呀。
对，他答错了，好，不错，我再来。来，你说你是说第二是吗？还是
第二？
啊？
后面有人说第二，他说的第二。
哦 ，OK， 因为你要轮，他我说第二就回答才可以。好嘛，都算了哈。来十七题啊，来这样啊，十七题，神不允许摩西进入约旦河西边的应许地，原因包括。
God did not allow Moses to enter the Promised Land on one side of Jordan River. Reasons include.
神要兴起年轻的列祭司来接替。
God wants to raise up young Joshua to succeed Moses.
摩西已经120岁，健康不佳，行动不便。
Moses already 120 years old, not in good health, he does not get around easily.
摩西在旷野用杖击打，磐石赤水，不遵神为圣。
In the wilderness, Moses did not obey God as a holy God. When he used his staff, he did not hit the rock.
他可以。 大家应该都可以这个
啊，可以，
不然都不能讲这个。
音不容置了
啊，
好口音不容置了
啊，
肉口不容置了
啊，
音不容置了，麻不容置，慢音不容置了，六。
Pig, owl, camel, eagle, horse, and eel.
Eel,
不对，打个引，
清，啊，鲁豫，骆驼，鹰，黄龙，马，公鸡，
不对，
豪，豪，山猫，鸡，狗，狮子，火鸡，
还有啊，激光，激光，激光，
猪，骆驼，骆驼，青鸡，黄龙，麻雀，半鱼都是。
不对。
Pig, owl, camel,
eagle,
horse, locust, sparrow, and eel. Something like this.
还有一个。啊，宝宝。啊，你。
Pig, owl, camel,
eagle, horse, tortoise, and hare. 对，拿到这个地方。
麻可以吃了，
你
刚刚讲。
不对，你因为我
应该
听得他一点点。
把他的
黄牛
拿掉。
啊，他对。哎，你要讲其他，拿个再讲。他讲的黄牛拿掉就对了。
Remove locust. Locust is.
你刚才说我讲的黄牛拿掉。
You can't eat pigs. The law of Deuteronomy allows to be a pedestrian to enter into the people's vineyard to eat their grapes.
Yes. 第九章，接下来。神灵纪约给神对人最高的要求是。
God's highest command for man in Deuteronomy is.
常常诵读律法书。
To read the book of the law often.
常常献祭侍奉神。
To make sacrifice and serve God often.
尽心尽意爱神，亦遵行他的道。
To love with all our heart and mind, and to obey His law.
神应给。
尽心尽意爱神，
并
遵行他的道。
To love God with all your heart and mind, and to obey His
law. 还要完吗？
Do we continue?
来，继续。那就继续。摩西的诗歌是记载在《申命记》哪一章
？Which chapter of Deuteronomy is the song of Moses recorded？
看看是不是？这里没有看，没有按出来就。然后看起来很
错。
我不知道他错了。 他真的想蹲几下来，两点钟。有几个探子进去窥探神赐给以色列人应许之地。
How many spies were sent to spy the promised land that God had given to the Israelites?
陈英，这个对。
Oh.
啊，这里安怎么样啊？记得要他读完才可以啊。
Remember, I have to finish. English first.
只有两个探子认为以色列人可以进去神赐给他们应许之地，那两个探子的名字是谁？
Only two spies believed that the Israelites could go into the land that God had promised them. Who were these two spies?
啊、在摩西还没死去之前，他上去一个地方，那个地方叫什么名？
Before Moses died, he went up to a place. What is the name of the place?
Rock. 尼泊山。这里啊。
Okay.
以色列，以色列啊，你要听耶和华，我们神是独一的主。你要定心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。这句经文记载在《申命记》几章几节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These verses are found in Deuteronomy.
马
Chapter 6 verses 1 and 5.
这四节也重要，你要把它背。
This is a very important verse, so memorize it.
也是《申命记》一个很重要的主题。
The very important theme is Deuteronomy.
好，第一组。
Group one.
以色列人应当把他们田地每年所出的几份奉献出来。
How much the Israelites should set aside for offering from the produce of their field each year?
10%.
10%. Oh, so it's a
第二
天，
那么你要把那个石头剪刀布。
Rock, paper, scissors to pick it up.
怎么办？
啊？Okay, I'm going to read it again. Okay, how old was Moses when he died? 120.
啊，还有三题。
There's three more questions.
不可做假见证陷害人是十诫的第几条？
Which commandment in the Ten Commandments is you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor? 9.
好，这里啊。摩西的继承人是谁？
Who is the successor for Moses?
这题随便你回答。
Okay, this is open to everybody.
啊，这样，我要啊，从你做决定，看谁赢。摩西死了之后，以色列人为他哀哭了几天。
How many days did the Israelites?
All
How many days did the Israelites mourn for Moses after he died?
深受生命记神学的影响。
Such as Jeremiah and Hosea are greatly influenced by Deuteronomy.
他们所传讲的信息跟生命记息息相关。
The message that they preach is very closely related to that which was preached in Deuteronomy.
举个例子，何西亚责备以色列人。
For instance, when Hosea rebuked the Israelites,
当他们进入迦南地的时候，
when they were entering the land of Canaan,
他们在那边安居乐业，
that they would be settled and be satisfied there.
生活就富足，然后就造成他们心高气傲，
and that their lives would be comfortable and they become proud.
这些民照我所赐的食物得了饱足，既得饱足，心就高傲，忘记了。
When I fed them, they were satisfied. When they were satisfied, they became proud. Then they forgot me.
这是生命记里面讲的。
This was stating Deuteronomy.
我们耶利米也认为，当犹太国被巴比伦王国侵略的时候，
and Jeremiah also thought that when Israel was invaded by Babylon,
我们遭受王国被掳到别的地方去。
And they were taken captive to another nation.
原因就是因为他们离开了神。
The reason is because they left God.
他们去敬拜偶像。
They went to worship idols.
所以他们得到了这个后果。
So this was a logical consequence.
生命记讲得很清楚。
Deuteronomy was very clear.
就是警告以色列人。
Warning the Israelites.
他们如果离弃神的话。
If they abandoned God,
如果他们去敬拜偶像的话，
if they went and worshiped idols,
他们必然会带来自己许多的咒诅。
They would bring to themselves much cursing.
这是生命记很清楚的向以色列人强调。
This was a clear emphasis from the book of Deuteronomy.
新约有一共有27卷书。
New Testament has 27 books.
其中17卷书引用生命记。
Among them, 17 books make reference to Deuteronomy.
当主耶稣讲道的时候，
when Jesus preached,
他经常引用生命记。
He often used Deuteronomy.
我们记得圣经里面讲到，当耶稣在旷野被撒旦试探的时候，
and we know that when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness by Satan.
那么撒旦说，我将这些荣华富贵万国赐给你。
Satan said, I will give you all the wealth and the kingdom.
如果你跪下来拜我。
If you will just bow down and worship me.
然后主耶稣马上就引用生命记来反驳撒旦。
Jesus responded immediately using Deuteronomy.
马太福音第四章第四节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 4.
耶稣却回答说，经上记就说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus answered, It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
保罗也很重视这个生命记。
Paul also emphasized Deuteronomy.
经常引用生命记的神学来教导教会的基督徒。
He often used the theology from Deuteronomy to teach the believers.
教导他们怎样去爱神。
To teach them how to love God.
教导他们怎样去遵循神的旨意。
Teach them how to follow God's will.
比如说保罗在这个生命记八章第三节讲。
For instance, Paul stated in Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3.
他苦念你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所父认识的玛瑙赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华所口里出来的话。其实这节是耶稣讲的，对不起。
He humbled you, causing you to hunger, then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. This was spoken by Jesus.
耶稣就引用这些经文。
Jesus used this verse.
然后保罗在提摩太前书五章十八节引用生命记。
And Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 18 uses Deuteronomy.
因为经上说留在堂上 关谷的时候不可拢住他的嘴，就是说工人得工价是应当的。
For the scripture says, do not muzzle the ox while it is treading out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages.
这节经文是保罗引用申命记的经文。
And this is where Paul makes reference to Deuteronomy.
就是申命记25:4.
That is Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 4.
保罗特别引用这经文的时候，他要教导教会怎样款待怎样带这个传道。
And this is the reference that Paul made in order to teach the church as to how they should treat the preachers and pastors.
生命记的是以色列人信仰和道德的根基。
And Deuteronomy is the foundation of the Israelites' faith and their moral.
而决定一个民族成功或者失败的准则。
And it's a standard which determines the success or the failure of a nation.
然后摩西向以色列人讲。
And Moses spoke to the Israelites.
如果你们遵守神的律法的话。
If you obey God's command.
你们就凡事顺利。
Then you will be successful in all things.
蒙神的祝福。
You will be blessed of God.
在荆棘地，你们可以过一个幸福的生活。
And you will live a blessed life in promised land.
反过来说。
In contrast.
他说，如果你们离弃神的话。
If you abandon God.
如果你们去敬拜偶像。
If you worship other gods.
如果你们违反申命记所讲的律法。
If you disobey that which was stated in Deuteronomy.
那么就面临这个灾祸。
Then you will face disaster in your life.
从那个圣经的历史里面，我们看到圣经所讲的就是如此。
And from the book of history, we see it being lived out.
以色列人违反了神的律法。
The Israelites disobeyed God's law.
去敬拜偶像。
They went and worshipped other gods.
那么后来国家灭亡。
Then the nation perished.
所以圣经讲的话是确实的。
So that which was stated in scripture is true.
好，最后我就把申命记十个重要的主题跟你们分享。
Lastly, I'm going to share with you 10 important things in Deuteronomy.
第一个主题就是耶和华是独一无二的真神。
The first one is Jehovah is the only true God.
第二个主题是以色列人是神所拣选的圣洁子民。
The second one is Israelites are God's chosen holy people.
第三，神与人立约。
Third, God and man establish a covenant.
第四，要尽心、尽性、尽力地爱神。
For love God with all our heart, soul, and strength.
第五，神应许把迦南地赐给以色列人。
Five, God promised to give Israelite land.
第六，神的律法全然公义。
God's law is all righteous.
第七，不要谨守遵守神的律法。
Must keep and obey the law of God.
还有第八，神拯救并坚固人。
God saves and cares for people.
第九，随从莫拜偶像必定灭亡。
Follow and worship idols will certainly perish.
那最后，以色列人常常违背神。
Israelites often disobey God.
这是申命记十个主要的主题。
And this is a 10 important themes in Deuteronomy.
让我们盼望在前面的几个月的时间来学习这个申命记。
Let's learn from Deuteronomy in the coming months.
让我们来探索这个来历。
Let's respond by seeing, trust, and obey.